Hello, this is Princess Heather of FemPhone.com, 800-356-6169. And today, I'm going to be talking to you about 10 things every cross-dresser should know. You finally gave in to the temptation and you tried on a pair of those panties you've been dying to wear for so long. Now you're hooked. The feeling of those feminine fabrics against your skin are just too much to resist. You want to dive deeper into your newfound passion and try on some other options, but where do you start? Don't be just a guy in a dress. If you're going to do it right. While there are many different levels of cross-dressers, as well as reasons for cross-dressing, here are a few tips for beginning cross-dressers who are just starting out on their feminine journey. Cross-dressing tip number 1. Get your own panties. You may have taken your first steps into cross-dressing by putting on a pair of your girlfriend's, sister's, wife's, mother's panties, but it really is time to get your own. This is a perfect time for you to try out some new styles and see what really gets your juices flowing. Are you a naughty girl or a good girl? Do you prefer thongs, G-string panties, or bikinis? Do you love the feel of silky satin against your skin, or is it cotton that makes you feel so feminine? One of the most enjoyable parts of being a cross-dresser is experimenting to see what it is that you like best. So have fun with finding out what kind of girl you are inside. Cross-dressing tip number 2. Smooth is sexy. Have you ever seen a pretty woman in public wearing shorts or a skirt, and then look down appreciatively at her legs, only to find them nice and hairy? Definitely not attractive. The best option here is to shave those legs so that they're nice and smooth. But if you can't do that, or aren't quite brave enough yet, then here's a little tip from some of my transsexual friends. Use lots of pantyhose. Try wearing about 2 to 4 pairs of pantyhose in different shades, making the first layer a pair in a darker shade, then the second layer a pair in a nude shade, third layer a natural shade, and the last layer just sheer. Make sure you use a thicker type nylon pantyhose for this, like dancers use, as it will help cover that hair much better than your regular nylons will. Wearing so many pair of nylons also has another added benefit. It will help hold up and make your goods less noticeable, too. Cross-dressing tip number 3. Makeup makes it even better. You don't necessarily have to go all out on the makeup, but it definitely makes a huge difference in how feminine you feel. Something as simple as a little shaded lip gloss and a little mascara can totally change your look and may even inspire you to try something a little more daring. The more you are willing to experiment with makeup, the more feminine you are going to look in your female clothes. If you really want to do it right, get some pancake makeup or theater makeup, false eyelashes, even some glue to help shape those eyebrows, unless you're brave enough to pluck, and see what a difference it makes. Cross-dressing tip number 4. Accessorize, accessorize, accessorize. Lingerie and dresses are fun, but don't forget about the accessories. Nothing says feminine like a nice pair of big hoop earrings, or a pretty silver necklace with a gorgeous pendant. Maybe some big bangle bracelets or a new fashion ring. Or how about a nice scarf and a sassy belt? And we can't forget one of the staples of femininity, a designer handbag, of course. You'll want a sleek handbag to go with your outfit, and if you are really fashion conscious, you'll want one that matches your next important item, shoes. Cross-dressing tip number 5. Shoes make you shine. Some new cross-dressers may think that because they are genetically male and may have bigger feet, that they won't be able to find sexy feminine shoes in their size. This is simply not true, and luckily for cross-dressers today, there are many options if you want to become a shoe fanatic, as most women are. There are many places online that offer shoes in larger sizes that are great for cross-dressers. www.beverlyheels.com, www.trannygear.com, and www.howcool.com are just a few places you can go to shop for shoes that will look great and fit well. Cross-dressing tip number 6. Hair today, wig tomorrow. If you are serious about wanting to really enjoy yourself as a cross-dresser, then you just can't go without a wig. This is a great way to play around with different styles, colors, textures, all without doing anything to your actual real hair. And let's face it, even women enjoy wearing wigs if they weren't blessed with the kind of hair that really fits their personality. You can have a different wig for every style of clothing that you like to wear. Maybe short and sassy, or long and seductive, whatever fits your fancy at the time. Cross-dressing tip number 7. Get that girlish figure. So you're enjoying the feminine clothing that you're wearing, but would really like to feel more feminine when you look in the mirror. A good way to get that girlish figure is to try a corset. These can help give you the curves that a woman's body has by making your waistline smaller and your hips to appear bigger. And if you really want to go the extra mile, get yourself a good pair of breast forms, something realistic that you can wear inside your bra or corset and give you some sexy cleavage. You'll love the way it makes you look. Cross-dressing tip number 8. Practice makes perfect. You may feel a little clumsy the first few times you get dressed up, but the more you do it, the more comfortable you'll feel in your new femme persona. Practice being as feminine as possible whenever you're dressed up. Pay attention to your posture, the way you walk, your mannerisms, the tone of your voice, the way you hold yourself. Soon you'll find that putting on your feminine clothing is just like putting on a second skin, one that fits you perfectly. Cross-dressing tip number 9. Stash that stuff. If you don't live alone and you aren't quite ready to come out of the closet yet, literally, then make sure you have a good spot to keep your pretties private. While you may fantasize about letting your significant other in on your secret sometime in the future, if you aren't really sure about it just yet or aren't willing to take the chance of rejection, then make sure you have a safe place and secure place to store your new hobby. Hopefully, somewhere down the road, you'll find the opportunity to approach your partner and share this part of your life with them, and all will be well with the world. But until then, it's better to be safe than sorry. Cross-dressing tip number 10, and the most important, have fun. Remember, the reason you started cross-dressing is because you enjoy it. Make the time spent in your feminine clothes somewhat of a retreat for yourself. Use it as a method to escape for a while from the normal everyday grind that you have to go through, and just spend a little time pampering yourself. While some may not understand the release you get from dressing in female clothing, and we aren't necessarily talking about orgasmic release here either, not all cross-dressers do it because it turns them on sexually. It doesn't really matter what anyone else thinks. Cross-dressing is something that can be just for you, so cherish it and enjoy it, and let yourself be you. This has been Princess Heather from FemPhone.com, and if you'd like to talk more about cross-dressing or anything else with me, feel free to give me a call at 800-356-6169.